This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Just how many people in Massachusetts have the coronavirus is a question we still cannot answer because there aren't enough tests and the state can't get results fast enough. WBUR's Martha Biebinger joins us now with the latest on the number of coronavirus cases and testing. Martha, welcome.
Hi there, Jack.
Martha, Governor Charlie Baker is taking some additional steps today to slow the spread of the virus. What's the latest there?
The governor is taking some additional steps to limit crowds and transmission. So now he says no gatherings of more than 250 people. So you might picture no sporting events, concerts, fundraisers, and maybe no weddings of that size. The ban does not affect crowds in train stations, hospitals, and schools. So on schools, Governor Baker is not recommending they close at this time unless there's a case of coronavirus tied to that school. Now, that said, we are seeing many schools close, at least temporarily, and you can find a full list at WBUR.org.
Now, the number of cases is up again, Martha. What does that show?
They're up 100 to 123 presumed and confirmed cases. It was 108 yesterday. 94 of that 123 are tied to the Biogen conference, 5 are from travel, and 16, the state hasn't determined in those cases how the person was exposed to the coronavirus. There are no additional hospitalizations today. We've seen 10 patients hospitalized. 8 of those were out at Berkshire Medical Center, and they all are or were in stable condition.
Now, we should note some doctors and public health leaders have said the actual number of people in Massachusetts with coronavirus could be 10 times that 123 figure you just mentioned, maybe even higher than that. And we still don't know because testing is so limited. Why is testing still so limited?
It's a combination of at least two things, Jack. The first is the criteria that's being used to define who should be tested. And secondly, it's the fact that we still just do not have enough tests. Here's Dr. Lindsay Baden from the Division of Infectious Disease at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
I think we should ideally be doing tens of thousands of tests per day. And the criteria from the CDC made sense weeks ago, but I don't think makes sense currently given what's likely the transmission. What's limiting the testing is the availability.
Now, according to some doctors, the state will eventually need to test more than a million people. We just heard President Trump last hour talk about drive-through tests, which we've seen in Washington State and some other countries. Does Massachusetts have the capacity to do that?
Not at this time, Jack, no. The Trump administration said that nationwide drive-through tests in Walmart and CVS parking lots are coming soon, but they didn't say exactly when. Now, what we know right now in Massachusetts is that the Baker administration says the state lab can do 200 tests per day. Two hospitals just got approval to do another 130 or so tests per day. Some private labs are coming online. The state plans to increase tests to 400 a day, but you can see we're still far behind what doctors say is needed. Now, Jack, I want to pass along a caution that I heard from some emergency room doctors today. They are urging people not to go to an emergency room until after you have spoken to your primary care physician and that physician has confirmed that you have symptoms that need to be addressed at a hospital. The reason for this is if emergency rooms get overwhelmed with more routine cold and flu cases, they won't be able to focus on the really sick patients. In addition, patients who don't need hospital-level care may spread the virus as they come into the emergency rooms, and those who aren't sick with the virus may increase their risk of infection.
That's WBUR's Martha Biebinger with the latest on the coronavirus outbreak in Massachusetts. Martha, thanks.
Thank you, Jack.